It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
From the Book of Psalms, we are continuing our series on the Book of Psalms, chapter by chapter and verse by verse. The Book of Psalms, written approximately from the time of Moses, 1500 BC, through the Babylonian captivity and beyond to approximately 450 BC. The Book of Psalms has numerous authors, David being the author of most of the Psalms, over 70 Psalms written by the sweet psalmist of Israel, the beloved shepherd boy David. Solomon wrote also some Psalms along with Moses, the sons of Korah, Asaph, and others. The Book of Psalms has approximately 50 Psalms that are not mentioned with an author, written anonymously, yet still written by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The Book of Psalms is the hymn book of the Bible. The word Psalms means hymns. It means song. These are historical writings. These are writings of praise, judgment, deliverance, promises, hope, comfort, and all written as songs in order to celebrate the Lord and to bring it to remembrance that these psalms be passed down from generation to generation. The Book of Psalms is also a devotional book. And it's often said that individuals who are students of the Bible use the Psalms as a devotional book and use the Proverbs as practical application. For example, if it is the 15th day of the month, then individuals will read the 15th Psalm and the 15th chapter of Proverbs as part of their daily devotional and daily personal instruction. The Book of Psalms is quoted numerously throughout the Old Testament. Over 150 quotes and allusions are given throughout the New Testament referencing the Book of Psalms. Jesus Christ quoted often from the Book of Psalms, as well as other books of the Bible, Isaiah, Exodus, Deuteronomy, and others. Jesus Christ wrote in Luke chapter 24, verse 44, an outline on the importance of the Psalms, stating, "And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me." Here Jesus Christ in Luke 24:44 speaks of himself in the law of Moses, which is the first five books of the Bible called the Pentateuch, and in the prophets, which are the major and minor prophets in the Old Testament, and in the Psalms, all about the Lord Jesus Christ. This, once again, is our hymn book, H-Y-M-N, in the Bible, but it's also a hymn book, H-I-M, all about Him, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, in the volume of the book, it is written of me, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. This Bible is a book not only of history, it's a book of His story. As we study the Book of Psalms, as we study the scriptures, it is crucial that we find Jesus in the Word as we study the Word, and that Jesus Christ locates us through the Word of our study, that we may walk with Him and talk with Him in a close relationship along life's narrow way. The book of Psalms is divided in five sections, similar to the five books of Moses, similar to the Pentateuch, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. The Genesis book of Psalms is Psalms 1 through 41, and it concerns man. The Exodus book of the book of Psalms is Psalms 42 through 72, and this concerns the nation of Israel. The Leviticus book of Psalms is Psalms 73 through 89, and this concerns the sanctuary. The Numbers book of Psalms is Psalm 90 through Psalm 106, and this concerns Israel and the Gentiles, and has the earth in view. The Deuteronomy book of Psalms is Psalm 107 through Psalm 150, and this concerns God and His Word. The book of Psalms is our devotional book. The book of Psalms is a celebration of the deliverance, the praise, worship, and history of the nation of Israel, and how it applies to our life today. This is the teaching on the book of Psalms, Psalm 117, verse number 1. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise Him, all ye people. Here in Psalm 117, this is a psalm of praise. They are part of a series of Psalms, 113 through 118, that was sung at the Jewish feasts. This particular psalm, a psalm of praise, is a psalm of praise for the Gentiles. It's a psalm of praise for the people of God that are not of Jewish descent. The word Gentile is used through the scriptures and sometimes referred to as peoples, or sometimes referred to as heathen, individuals who are not culturally or ethnically in the line of the Jewish people, but still have the promises of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 32 states, "Give none offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God." Here, Paul is classifying three types of individuals: the Jews, the Gentiles, and the church of God, not for the purposes of division, but for the purposes of showing three streams of humanity's, three streams of promises throughout human experience. The Jews having their promises and will have future promises. The Gentiles having promises. The Church of God, which is a combination of believing Jews, believing Gentiles into the church. Verse 1 of Psalm 117 speaks to the Gentiles praising the Lord. All ye nations, Gentiles, all ye people, Gentiles, non-Jews. This is incredibly important, as throughout the scriptures, the Jewish people were the chosen people of God. God chose an individual, Abraham, to bring forth a family, to bring forth a people, which God would use through covenants and promises to be a light unto the world and to bring nations into the glory of the knowledge of the Lord. Oftentimes, this particular calling had an exclusive twist to it, to where the Jewish people and sometimes others would think that only the Jews were the chosen people of God. This, however, is not true, as God used the Jewish people as the early mechanism to get out the light and the word and the glory of God throughout the earth. God also had promises not only for the children of Israel, but promises for the Gentiles as well. Throughout the scriptures, we see these promises to the children of Israel. In the book of Deuteronomy, great promises for a relationship with the Lord and great provision. Throughout the book of Joshua and Judges, great promises of deliverance from the Lord. From the book of 1 Kings and 2 Kings, 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel, great promises of protection from the Lord. Great promises of blessings from the Lord. From the book of Amos and Obadiah, Jeremiah, Zechariah, and others, great promises to the children of Israel to inherit the promised land. From the book of Psalms and from the book of Isaiah, great promises from the Lord to bring forth the Messiah throughout the line of the children of Israel. These are great promises throughout the Old Testament scriptures for the nation of Israel. Micah chapter 7, verse 20 states, "That will perform the truth to Jacob and the mercy to Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old." These promises are accentuated in the book of Romans by the Apostle Paul, chapter 9, 10, and 11, as chapter 9 speaks of the former promises of the children of Israel. Chapter 10, the current promise of the children of Israel, and chapter 11, the future promise of the children of Israel. However, in these promises that have been fulfilled and will be fulfilled, the Gentiles also have promises throughout the scriptures. These promises throughout the scriptures are itemized not just for the Israelites, as we've read, but also for the Gentiles. Scripture teaches that these Gentiles have promises as well. Romans chapter 15 and verses 9 through 12 state, "And that the Gentiles may glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, for this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name." Verse 10, and again he saith, "Rejoice, ye Gentiles, with his people." And again, "Praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people." Verse 12, again, Isaiah saith, "There shall be a root of Jesse, and he shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust." There are promises in the scriptures, not just for the children of Israel, but for the Gentiles also. Promises of deliverance, promises of praise, promises of mercy, promises of grace, promises of salvation, promises of healing. For these and many other reasons, Psalm 117 encourages Gentile praise. Verse 1 of Psalm 117 exclaims, "Praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles." Teaching reasons for the Gentiles to praise the Lord. Verse number 2, "For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord." Oftentimes, individuals may not believe another set of individuals should receive the grace and mercy of God. This has been going on throughout the years, the centuries, the millennial, as certain races have been divided, even in the church. Socioeconomic individuals, the rich and the poor, have been divided, even in the church. Families with resentments and grudges have been divided, even in the church. However, here in Psalm 117, verses 1 and 2, a reason to praise for the Gentiles, a reason to praise for individuals that were long thought not to be a part of the promises of God. All through the scriptures, there are promises of God for salvation of the Gentiles. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 16. Isaiah chapter 42. Isaiah chapter 49. Malachi chapter 1. Isaiah chapter 66. Amos chapter 9. This is good news and encouragement for the Gentiles, individuals who have been long thought not to be part of the promises, prophecies, and partakers of the glory of God. Individuals today can align themselves with this kind of encouragement, as many individuals were thought that they were not a part of the prophecies, the promises, and the provision of God based on their skin color, based on their ethnic creed, perhaps based on their socioeconomic stance, perhaps based on them being ostracized by their family, perhaps individuals thinking that they're not worthy enough because of the shame and guilt that's been burdening them down. Here in Psalm 117, we see that God is no respecter of persons. The Jews, the Gentiles, the rich, the poor, the famous, the infamous, those that are known, those that are unknown, all can be partakers of the promises of the Lord. All have a reason to praise the Lord. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 16 states, "And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which come against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles." During the millennial reign, the thousand-year reign on earth of the Lord, as evidenced in Revelation chapter 20, there will be individuals, nations, believers, and survivors of Armageddon that will go up year to year for the Feast of Tabernacles to worship the Lord. Revelation chapter 5 and verse number 9 gives further evidence that all individuals, Jew and Gentile, have the opportunity to be redeemed. Revelation chapter 5 verse 9 states, "And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation." God is no respecter of persons, and the Jew and the Gentile can be saved through Jesus Christ. All have access to the Lord. All can come and be partakers of salvation. All can come and be partakers of mercy. All can come and be partakers of grace. Scripture teaches, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Jesus said, "Come unto me, and in no wise will I cast you out." Gentiles and Jews can be partakers of salvation through Jesus Christ. Believing Jews, part of the body of Christ. Believing Gentiles, part of the body of Christ. Those that were ostracized by their family and now believers in the Lord, part of the body of Christ. Black, now part of the body of Christ. White, now part of the body of Christ. The rich, the poor, now part of the body of Christ. All believers, all through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, have been washed and cleansed and are now part of the family of God. Praise the Lord, ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. This is the teaching on the book of Psalms, Psalm 117. And on today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from his loving kindness, I invite you to pray with me this prayer of rededication, this prayer of salvation. Won't you pray with me today? Oh God, I am a sinner. I have strayed away from your loving kindness. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that God raised him from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.